Well, you can try and buy a New Zealand-made lawnmower, but you will not succeed, I think, because the last one has just rolled off the production line at the Steelfort factory in Palmerston North. John McAvaney's father started the business 70-odd years ago, and the mowers were the last of Steelfort's products still made in New Zealand. Production's been shifted to Beijing, where the rest of their products are now made too. We have John McAvaney on the line from Palmerston North. Morena, Mr. McAvaney.
Good morning, Kim.
I feel a bit sad. What about you?
Yeah, there's a sad period, I suppose. You know, we probably should have done it a few years ago, but, you know, it's come to a conclusion at the end of May. And, yeah, nobody likes putting people off and closing facilities down. We've been manufacturing lawnmowers for in excess of 70 years. And, yeah, pretty sad.
How many people have you laid off?
Well, I suppose it's been over a period, but
yeah.
Overall, probably, you know, people have left and we haven't replaced them. And we've managed the facility, you know, manufacturing for the last probably 6 months. But overall, you'd probably say there's probably 12, 15 people.
At your peak, how many people would you have employed when you were making, you know, sinks and lawnmowers?
Oh, we had nearly 200 people at one stage.
And is it entirely cost that's made you go offshore? Your lawnmowers had to be priced too highly.
Well, the outdoor power equipment market fundamentally is sourced out of Asia, out of China. And, you know, we probably, as I said, we should have probably done this 5 years ago. But we've persisted and tried new things in the manufacturing facility. We've done things like working four-day weeks, you know, to try and make things work. We've got automation. But the difference between what you can source out of China and what you can source out of New Zealand, you know, or manufacture in New Zealand, it's just too high. You know, our fundamental costs are going up all the time with compliance. You know, you've got minimum rates of pay now next year. In April next year will be $20. And health and safety and all those sort of things. Even recently in the last week, you know, the unions are talking about wanting 10 sick day pays per year as opposed to five.
So. Well, crikey, I mean, that's nothing compared to what some of our comparable neighbours and countries get. That's not a lot, is it? What are your conditions in China for the workers?
Oh, I think they're probably pretty, you know, they're reasonable. We've been dealing
I bet they're not. I bet they don't get, you know, five sick days off, do they?
Oh, no, they don't.
Well, what's reasonable, I wonder?
Yeah, well, I haven't asked that question of them, but
have you not?
Well, I don't investigate, you know, what their rates, but their rates are paid.
So, but hang on, your stuff's being produced in China. You don't care how it's being produced?
Oh, of course you do, and I think that their, as I say, their conditions over there are reasonable, but their fundamental costs are a lot less than ours.
Well, yeah, go figure. What could be done to help companies keep manufacturing in New Zealand? Anything at all?
It's a $64,000 question, Kim. I don't know. Maybe taxation, you know, tax incentives for R&D. They do have incentives for R&D through the Callaghan Fund, but it's expensive, you know, and it's time-consuming and it's very protracted.
So what does the future hold for Steelfort? Does it still exist, effectively?
Yeah, well, we bring in product from China now, and you know, it's really probably half our manufacturing or our sales of lawnmowers are sourced out of China already. So basically, you know, the rest of it will come out of China as well.
I think that lawns have had their day, don't you?
well, I've seen a few synthetic grass about, but you know, there's nothing better than to walk on a nice freshly mown grass. It has a nice smell about it.
Come on,
it?
They're a ludicrous, outdated status symbol. You know they are. Hey, it's good to talk to you. Thank you.
I don't agree with you, Kim.
Best of luck, Mr. McAvaney. John McAvaney is Managing Director of Steelfort.